In my last minute, I broke down the absolutely frustrating communications I routinely experience when using curbside pickup options at places like Home Depot. Terrible overflow strategies and reliance on phone systems for store-side communications make everything frustrating and turn a bad experience into a horrible one. Those kinds of problems are actually not that hard to solve, but in most cases, the underlying issue that created all the communications problems was an operational delivery system that simply couldn't manage the volume of work. Improving communication and overflow strategies does help. It's amazing how much more forgiving customers are when they know what's going on. But that being said, a half-hour wait is still a half-hour wait, and at least for me, anytime I have to wait 30 to 60 minutes, it's a bad experience. But unlike the communications problems, fixing the underlying operational issues isn't easy. A big part of the problem is that operational performance is almost completely unmeasured. Even if retailers have performance statistics like wait time, they have no idea what associates were actually doing. One of the biggest light bulb moments I had in our business was realizing that tracking associate behavior is almost as important as tracking shoppers. Labor is the largest variable cost in retail, and it's critical in all sorts of other settings too, including banking, hospitality, healthcare, and manufacturing. And unlike many operational areas, labor performance is wildly variable, highly localized, and quite optimizable. That's a compelling measurement opportunity. It's particularly important when it comes to refining new operational processes. When you implement a new feature on a website, you implement it once, perhaps with corresponding changes in a single central organization. But when you implement curbside pickup, you implement it simultaneously in hundreds of locations with thousands of associates. That's hard. Measurement can help fill the gaps. It can tell you how compliant localities are with the designed operational policies. It can establish standards of excellent performance and identify local trouble spots. It can help tune staffing levels appropriately. It can help pinpoint operational situations that stress the experiences, and it can let you study the operational details of what exactly happens on the ground. For new, complicated, and important experiences, that's just critical. In my next minute, I'll talk about the measurement technologies appropriate to operational people tracking.